Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to me on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For certain people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this whole thing. I've been running Building Fortunes Radio, believe it or not, right around middle of December of 2012. I was working with a gal, and we decided that we were going to do some radio shows together, and that was called The Dash Radio. And the content of that was a little bit different from the stuff that we were working on over here, and that's when Building Fortunes Radio kind of got started. It was something I needed for our customers. It was something that I knew that we could focus on, and we just had a different focus on different entrepreneurial ventures. So we started buildingfortunesradio.com way back then, and since then we've had, I don't know, a lot of episodes. We do like four of these things live every day or replays every day. I think there's something like, as of this radio show, 8,000-plus episodes. So if you go to Building Fortunes Radio, you'll be able to find it. We put this on Blog Talk Radio as well. They kind of leverage us and put us on iTunes, and we're on Spotify and Player FM and Stitcher and a whole bunch of other ones that kind of pick us up as podcast repeaters. So we're all over the place. If we are looking and you're looking and you find Building Fortunes Radio, you'll see us all over the place. Well, one of the things we talk about here are stuff that's happening in the industry. So some stuff is timeless and some things are somewhat timely. And today is the end of October 2021. And a couple of days ago, the FTC put out a special announcement that I'll just kind of cover right here. So we'll use this radio broadcast, if you will, as some news of what's going on with the FTC. So the FTC put out a broadcast recently. If you go to FTC.gov, and look for October 26th, 2021, there was a press release where the FTC said they were posting notices about income claims, and they were also posting, let's call it their fine, F-I-N-E schedule. So it's not like a good schedule or a fine schedule. It's like a fine schedule, like per violation. And they basically said that they are going to put companies on notice, and if they found them violating or making any kind of illegal or unethical or deceiving income claim, I'm giving you the non-legal terms here, they could possibly fine a company $43,792 per violation. So that's what just came out from the FTC. And if you go to MLM.news, which is our website, and you find the article that was posted like a day or so later, you'll be able to see all the companies that were there. And then if you go to the FTC.gov, you'll be able to find the same thing as well. So they sent letters to over 1,000 separate companies. Some of them are direct sales companies, like ones that I'm familiar with, believe it or not, companies like Kirby Vacuum Cleaners and Aeris, which is a company that bought Electrolux. Electrolux is a company I used to work with back before 1996 when I left. Actually, I think I left Electrolux in 1992. I remember, no, 84 to 12 years, 11 years. So I left around 95, 96, I guess. I don't remember specifically. But anyway, so it used to be called Electrolux. Now it's called Aeris, A-E-R-U-S. So they're on that list. So direct selling companies, every MLM company that you're familiar with probably is on there. There's more companies that you know than you don't know on there as well. And as a result of that, you'll see companies, everything from A companies to Z companies and everything in between. So if you go to MLM.news, look for the article. I think we called it RIP, like Rest in Peace MLM, and have a FTC logo next to it. You'll be able to see all the different companies. Now, based on what they said, just because a company's listed doesn't mean they're going to take any action on that company or their company's done anything wrong. They just found somewhere on the internet somebody posted something, or maybe on a brochure or maybe on a website, something was posted that might be perceived as being an income claim. So let me kind of give you a little bit of the backdrop by my opinion. So all this stuff is my opinion. I don't represent the FTC. I like some of the things the FTC does, and I dislike immensely some of the stuff the FTC does. So the FTC is just like every other unelected government agency. They have power-hungry people that are interested in boosting their resume so maybe they can get a job somewhere else. And then they have good people. So they have a minority of people that are just power-hungry and predatory, or maybe they're convicted or committed to whatever their conviction is. But the reality is, many times they overreach. We've experienced that. We've talked about that on Building Fortress Radio. So let's talk a little bit about the background of why this happened. My opinion. A while back, I don't remember when, but earlier in 2021, there was a company called AMG Capital. AMG Capital took the FTC to task through our legal structure and brought them all the way up to the Superior Court, so the Supreme Court, and they lost, meaning the FTC lost. They got a shellacking. They got a thumping, as we call it. They got their asses kicked. It was a shutout, 9-0. So they lost 9-0. And what they lost, and I'm giving you layman's terms here, was the ability to actually kind of crawl into a judge's office or wherever judges stay and plead their case without the other side being there. They call that ex parte. So they were able to go through like a little ex parte hearing and say, hey, judge, this is what we think, and this is what we think, and this is more of what we think. And the judge says, really? No shit. Really? They're that bad, huh? Yeah, I think we should probably do what you want us to do, which is freeze all their assets. So then the company would have their assets frozen. Sometimes even the company officers would have their assets frozen. The distributors would basically be SOL, and then a receiver would usually be appointed because the government or the judge would usually say, do you think if this went to trial, we'd win? Or, I'm supposed to be impartial here. Do you think you'd win? And they would say, yeah, we'll win because. And the judge says, okay, well, based on your, you know, good word and by faith in your ability to kind of do whatever you're doing without the other person being here, we're going to shut them down. And they did that to lots of companies, including this AMG company. Now, by the way, this AMG company, I'm not necessarily going to stand up for them. They were payday lenders, and if you're familiar with payday lending, they have very predatory practices. And they were actually fined big dollars. And I think they were actually found guilty. And I don't remember if any of the people are going to jail. But the bottom line was that what they did and how they did it was by itself deemed wrong. And same thing happened to Success by Health. Same thing happened to a lot of other companies as well. So this AMG Capital went to the Supreme Court. And if you watch the Supreme Court hearings, because they kind of did a hearing on this sort of stuff where they went back and forth, the FTC got their asses kicked. Hey, FTC, if you're listening in, got your asses kicked. If you listen to the way those Supreme Court justices were talking about the way you do your business, they really did give you a shellacking. It was 9-0. It was not good. Now, the reason why I say it like this is because the FTC, a little bit like Nancy Pelosi, got pissed. If you remember, Nancy Pelosi, she's pissed off a lot, right? She rips up Donald Trump's speeches. She was really pissed at him. They were going to fly somewhere one day, and at the very last minute, he basically said, nope, you guys can't fly, so she had to unpack. And Nancy Pelosi, she's a bitter, like she's a bitter old lady. So just like Nancy Pelosi, the bitter old lady, the FTC, and by the way, you could see this because there was a, they did like a Zoom meeting with Bonnie Patton, who runs Tina.org, Tina, truthinadvertising.org. So if you go to Tina.org, you'll be able to find it. But you'll see that the FTC people were like, listen, you know, they didn't say it like this, but they said it like this: listen, we know we're going to lose this case, but we still need a way to be able to go after these companies. So we're going to kind of load up and go after the companies the way we know how and the way we have the ability to do it. And even though the Supreme Court is probably going to say we've been doing it illegally and wrong for the last couple of decades and we finally got tagged on it, we're still going to go after companies. So this is my opinion, and pretty well documented, of the way the FTC kind of did this latest thing. So they were kind of revving up for this thing. So what they did was they decided that they were going to fine, or could fine, any company they wanted to $43,792 per violation of an illegal or a misleading income claim. So let's talk about this for just a second. Now, here's their basic premise. And I will stick up for the FTC here. So I'm not just beating up on the FTC on overall things. I'm just kind of beating them up on some of the ways that they're probably going again to use this thing. But anyway, so the FTC basically says, listen, a lot of you companies are advertising based on people having the opportunity to become, you know, the lifestyle of rich and famous, way above average income, you know, retire your husband, you know, make money while you sleep, have beautiful homes, wonderful cars, prettier spouses, you know, whatever, live the lifestyle that most people would love to live. And that's appealing, right? So you can get a lot of people click on or call about or maybe even buy or join based on those things. The problem is, based on the income disclosures, very few people actually get that. So that's a misleading income claim. And regardless of whether you put it in teeny, weeny, 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 weeny fine print or big, bold print or however you want to put it there, Mr. Company Owner or Distributor, if nobody's making any money or only very, very, very few people are actually making any money, then that's kind of like misleading. So for every one of those violations that we find, we can fine you $43,792 per infraction or per violation. Now, by the way, they don't need any body's permission or approval to do that. They can just say, look at this. There's a post. You know, Sally Jones made a post about how she's going to retire her husband from this MLM deal. Or Joey Smith decides that he's going to put a picture of the Mercedes-Benz that he might have been thinking about winning or buying or having it paid for. And, you know, Ty Lopez, I'll pick on Ty, going to show a picture of a house with a Bentley or two. And they'll be advertising that, hey, you can get this. And the FTC is going to say, those don't count. Those are really misleading. So not everybody that joins our company is going to be able to attain that. And some of you might say, but everybody does that. And the FTC is going to say, well, I don't know how much longer everybody's going to do that, but when we catch the ones we want to and we really want to push it, we're going to be able to put them out of business because we're just going to find enough of them and bury them. So bury them. So it's a little bit like the tactic that they use when it comes to robocalling. So I'll use as an example, Visalus was a network marketing company that sold weight loss products, and they were pretty hot for a while. And a lot of people jumping in all over the place. But they were using some robo-dialing. And the FTC decided that they were going to go after them for their robo-dialers. Now, the facts of what I'm going to say next may be a little bit fuzzy, meaning I don't have it in front of me. It doesn't really matter. Just get the essence of the example. And I should probably do this. Let's run a commercial because I'm going to do a commercial first and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here. We're talking about stuff related to the FTC recent announcement about their violations and their fines that they can charge people for misleading income claims. So my Visalis story. So Visalis was using some robocalls to be able to do some solicitation, and they basically can find out, you know, how was the server used, you know, who made those phone calls. Almost all the times when you're doing those robocalls, you're buying a server or you're renting a server, you're paying somebody for the service itself. So this is a record of all this stuff, whether you like it or not. And these companies many times don't do it on their own exclusively, so they can't bury the results. One way or another, the results are trackable. So they found that they had, and I'm going to mention a number that probably is wrong, but they probably found hundreds of thousands of dials made on these robocalls, and at $16,000 per violation, that goes into the hundreds of thousands or hundreds of millions of dollars of fines. What MLM company do you know that could write a check for hundreds of thousands or hundreds of millions of dollars in fines and then deal with everything else? And the answer is not many, and Visalis couldn't either. So they did that to them. They did that also to a much smaller company, Eight-Figure Dream Lifestyles. Now, Eight-Figure Dream Lifestyles was run by three or four guys. They got hit with the same thing. Now, you think about income claims, well, you're making it kind of like in your company name. Eight-Figure Dream Lifestyle, like eight-figure. Eight, six isn't enough? Seven's not enough? Eight-Figure Dream Lifestyles? I mean, are you looking for problems here or what? Hello? Well, they got nailed too, so they got nailed easily for the robocalls, because there's a ruling about that. You can't be making the robocalls. I don't know what number theirs was, but it was way more than those guys would be able to handle. There was a receiver involved. I think they just settled the case. I don't know how much money is going back to the people that they are now the victim. You know, the victims get the money when the receiver gets in there. But the bottom line is this has been a pretty good tool for the FTC to go after. So the FTC doesn't have to go to a judge anymore and just say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. And the judge has to say, yeah, hey, Joe, you know, what's happening? You know, you're here all the time. So, you know, we play golf together. Judge doesn't have to worry about that anymore. They can just go stomping in there saying, you know, they're robocalls and get them shut down. Or they can go now to this whole concept of illegal or misleading income claims. So what's an illegal income or maybe a lifestyle claim? Well, if you take a look at your income disclosure statement, that's another whole conversation. But if you take a look at your income disclosure statement, you should probably ask yourself in your opportunity, are most of the people making significant dollars to afford the lifestyle that is being displayed in the ad that I'm running? And the answer is, if no, you might be violating it. So if you have, if like average person in your home makes, I'm sorry, average person in your business makes about $100 a month, and you're showing off Bentleys and beachside homes and lifestyle the rich and famous with your helicopter, chances are the majority of people can't figure that out on $100. So unless they bought $100 in Bitcoin in 2009, they're probably not going to be able to afford that lifestyle now. So the reality is that's not going to work. So what about the concept of, you know, make all this money while you're asleep, retire early, earn a full-time income? There's a lot of those things that would be considered lifestyle or income claims. So we, quote-unquote, as an industry, and not just MLM, but anybody that recruits people for income is now on notice with the FTC. So they got kind of pissed off. So if you go to TINA.org, TINA, TINA.org, you'll see that, you know what, I think TINA.org is actually working like a proxy for the FTC. They're doing a lot of the legwork. They're doing a lot of the research. And by the way, I'm not suggesting that TINA.org is doing anything wrong either. Some of those stuff that they're finding is pretty valid. So they're finding things that we all would probably agree would be a little bit on the misleading side, or a lot on the misleading side. There's a lot of people that really do make some major challenges. So I'm not suggesting that the FTC is wrong in what they're doing here. I think, though, that they are definitely putting a line in the sand, and just like Nancy Pelosi, they're standing up. They ripped up the State of the Union speech right in front of us, and they're making everybody on notice that we're pissed and we're bitter and we got our asses kicked and we don't want to do this anymore, so we're going to come after you. We're going to prep this whole thing so we can come after you any way we want to, so we'll never be completely embarrassed again by the Supreme Court based on the decades of things that we've been doing that we know have been way overreaching the law. And they were finally put in their place. Now, in reference to that Supreme Court ruling where they got their asses kicked, 9-0, and that shellacking that happened with that AMG trial, there have been some companies that actually were able to have their situation either reversed or appealed or whatever. And that's a good thing for companies that may have been handled wrong or illegally. And the FTC was doing things illegally. Basically, the Supreme Court said, you're not doing things right. I mean, you're overreaching. So the reality is that some companies have had some things reversed. No one that I know of, I'm not an attorney, I don't research this stuff 100% of my day, but no one that I know of in the MLM industry has been positively affected by the shellacking that the Supreme Court gave the FTC. So Success by Health was not let off the hook for the ex parte stuff. VEMA was never like, oh, shoot, you know, we were kind of threatening you. VEMA's, you know, that's already done. And I think NEORA is on the hook, and I think they're fighting back and forth. I think that's still going to be in play. So I don't think there's been any positive effect on MLM based on the 9-0 loss the Supreme Court had. A lot of people try to make it their victory, but in reality it never was. But since now the Supreme Court said to the FTC, you can't do it that way anymore, this is the way they'll be able to take their action. So what do we say? So what does that mean to you? Do you build your home-based business? Yeah, of course, build your home-based business. If you find people making illegal or misleading or questionable medical or income claims or any other types of things like that, just like you should have been doing a long time ago, you should probably be addressing that with your company. If your company won't do anything about it, that might be the end of your company. If they really do enough of it, they can get pissed off. And if you're finding a lot of things, I might start to think about the long-term viability of working with that company. I hate to say it, because right now the Supreme Court has basically told the FTC what they can do to be able to shut down any company they want to, because almost every company that I know who has an independent distributor and a social media site can probably go out there and find hundreds, if not thousands, of posts, articles, conversations, conference calls, Zoom meetings that would be able to put a shellacking on them at $43,793 per violation. So if you have listened to this and now you're saying to yourself, now wonder, like we're talking more about compliance in my company conference calls, now wonder so many people have either gotten suspended or maybe getting threatening letters because of whatever. It's because the compliance officers and the lawyers from these companies, maybe yours, are really now starting to say, listen, we've been telling you guys, company owners, distributors, leading distributors, et cetera, for a long time that this is not good. You can't be doing these things. And since the internet is forever, don't think that just deleting stuff is going to be your only answer. So there's, you know, if you offended the law before, it's probably still there somewhere. And if you have some new people coming in, you better kind of deal with that sort of stuff, because I don't know what the future holds, but there was a real line in the sand, and the clock started ticking on the last week of October. I think it was October 26th that the FTC made that massive ruling. So you can read about it. Go to FTC.gov. You can see it directly there. You can probably see it on tina.org, T-I-N-A.org. By the way, tina.org does a really good job on a lot of things. I can't really beat them up too much about that sort of stuff. But when they beat up MLM unfairly, that's where I kind of draw the line. Then there's, I'm sure there's plenty of other places you'll be able to see it. And, of course, if you guys have found revisions to your policies and procedures, if you're having more calls with compliance guys, if you've been told to take things down more recently, then you know all the reasons why. Okay, so thanks for listening. And, oh, by the way, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, buildingfortunesradio.com, I rarely do this by myself. Ole Cantos usually is here and runs the radio show with us on Friday, but him and his son must have been busy doing whatever they're doing, so they're not here, so I took advantage of that to be able to post this one. But you can find lots of really cool people that do lots of really cool things on Building Fortunes Radio. Go peruse through that, and you'll see lots of cool things all over the place. So, you know, we love the industry, and when it's done right, it's really good. When it's done wrong, it has to be addressed and corrected, and lots of people have made lots of mistakes, and let's go, Brandon. So having said that, we are done with our radio show. We'll catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.